moving the football now with a little bit of momentum with the William & Mary Tribe. Ball is at the 49-yard line into ODU territory. It's 2nd and 6. 11:42, the clock moves. The Tribe trail it by 3. They haven't trailed much of this game, but they do right now as Graham takes the snap. Here comes the blitz, gets rid of it. Hey, it's Sean Ballard again. There's that man again. Marla, there he goes, inside the 40-yard line to about the 37.
Sean Ballard seems to be everywhere on the field in this possession. He's running it. He's catching it. And Old Dominion Monarch defense doesn't seem like they can stop it.
They move the chains, 11:30. The play clock, the game clock reads. ODU 34, William & Mary 31. The ball's on the 37-yard line. It's an I formation with two wide receivers split out to the right. Under center, Graham takes it, and the handoff, Abdul Sabor up the middle. Short gain. They're going to spot it after a gain of about 1, 2nd and 9 at 36.
It's going to be interesting to see how William & Mary does in these next few plays. This is more of a do-or-die possession here.
Tribe huddled up with their white road jerseys, the gold pants and gold domes, trying to get back on the board. They trail it 34-31. William & Mary Tribe. Graham takes the snap. He hands it off. McBride tries the right side on a sweep. Down he goes. The ball's out. The Monarchs say they have it, but the referee disagrees. Umpire signaling that he was down before it came out. So it's just a no-gain run, bringing up 3rd and 9.
Now, Brian, if you remember last year when the Old Dominion Monarchs went to William & Mary and played, that also was a very close game. Old Dominion ended up taking that game on their homecoming day, but only by a touchdown.
It's a competitive team, and it's a rivalry, so we've seen some pretty good football here today. As we're under 10 minutes, shotgun on 3rd and long. Takes a snap. Here comes the pressure, and he gets rid of it. Ballard makes the catch. He's out of bounds, short of the first down marker. A gain of 4 brings up 4th and 5, and I got to expect that William & Mary will go for it here. That has been their MO at this area of the field.
And this is when the crowd's going to come in hand here for Old Dominion. Can the Monarchs get a 4th and 5 stop?
Monarchs on the sideline, Monarchs on the field, Monarchs in the stands, on their feet, waving their hands in the air, asking for some noise. It's 4th and 5, 32-yard line, 9:30, the clock moves. Trey McBride in motion as Graham takes the snap. Here comes the pressure. He's going long into double coverage. Intercepted, Old Dominion. Carvin Powell had it. Looked like he handed it off to his teammate. I think that's Eric Lewis, but I'll give it to Carvin Powell. He picks it off in the end zone.
It was a great, great interception. Better off not catching it. You have probably a better field position. But nonetheless, Old Dominion Monarchs secondary finally coming up with a huge stop today.
Powell went up for it. He pulled it in. Eric Lewis snatched on as well. I'm not sure if he realized that was his teammate or not. At the end of the day, come up, and Eric Lewis is holding the football. To be honest with you, I don't know who he gave that interception to. Carvin Powell made it. Lewis corralled it. It's a half interception, I guess, as the Monarchs will take over up 3. 9:19 to play here at the 20. The handoff is to Tyree Lee. Man, he hits the hole fast right up the middle,
Monarchs
picking up about 6.
The Monarchs are loving this draw play with Lee. I think they started every possession today with this draw play.
Clock moving. We're under 9 minutes with a 3-point advantage for your ODU Monarchs here on WODU. Taylor takes the snap. Here comes the pressure, dumping it off on his swing-out man. That's Tyree Lee, who jukes away from one. He's still on his feet. Tyree Lee breaking away from more tacklers out across the 40, and they'll spot him at the 44-yard line, a gain of 16, on what looked like it should have been a gain of only about 6.
Well, the crafty Lee slipping away from the defenders. Kind of looked like he was greased with butter on that one.
8:40 is Taylor Heineke takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself, a quarterback keeper. Wisely goes into a slide right at midfield. They'll spot it at the 50. Gain of 7 on the Taylor Heineke quarterback keeper.
You always got to hold your breath when the quarterback goes for a run.
Taylor in a pistol formation. He takes the snap, the handoff. Tyree Lee stonewalled at the line of scrimmage. He'll fall backwards No gain on the play to the forward progress. Got him to the 50. Third and three from the 50. Clock moving at 8:05. The clock now the ally of the OU Monarchs.
We'll see how Cale Heineke does here on a third and three.
Spread out with a shotgun formation, four wide receivers. Heineke flanked by Lee to the right. He takes a snap. Quick pass over to Tyree Lee. That's a first down. A little bit more as Tyree initiating contact with B.W. Webb. He's knocked out of bounds, but a tough run after the catch. Tyree Lee, who will be spelled now by Colby Goodwin. Tyree's been the man in the backfield for Old Dominion so far today. First down, they'll spot it at the 38-yard line to the right hash mark. Taylor Heineke with Colby Goodwin is back. Four wide receivers in a three-point lead with 7:34 to play in the football game. Fake handoff to Lee, Goodwin, now he'll throw it out to the left side. Nick Bears breaks one tackle. Great balance, and he's staying on his feet, and he's forward for a first down. Now a little bit shaken up on the play is Nick Bears. He's doubled over on the ground, and looks like he's in need of some medical attention as the athletic trainers will make their way onto the field.
And that's not good for the Old Dominion Monarchs. Nick Mayers, obviously, is their top receiver. And he's still down.
He's towards the William & Mary sideline, and their trainers got out there in a hurry as the ODU trainers were running from the other sideline.
And
That leads me to believe that they saw something that didn't look good, so they had to go do their job, even if it wasn't for a member of their team.
I'm hoping that they'll show the replay, because from our view, it just looked like he got tripped up.
On the opposite side of our perch here at Foreman Field, a hush has fallen over this crowd that was fired up, especially after Mayers. Maybe this is a curse of his own talent, as he has that great balance. He stayed on his feet, and the thought in the booth here is that he landed on the ball. As Mayer's up, and he's being held off. He's got a long walk to go, and actually he's walking mostly under his own power, very slow.
And this doesn't look good for Old Dominion Monarchs. I don't think we're going to see any more of Nick Mayer's today.
All of his teammates showing some love this senior on senior day. Dapping him up as he walks through the group of Monarchs. Slowly making, looks like he's gaining the breath back, gaining some more stability as he makes his way over. The good news is that Nick Mayers is walking. He's walking under his own power. His hands are on his hips. Doesn't appear to be much of a limp, but he definitely is shaken up.
Yeah, this isn't good, especially when Old Dominion's so close to that red zone. That's when they thrive on Nick Mayers.
So they lose their top receiver on that play, but the ball now spotted at the 21. It's first and 10. The handoff, Lee, up the middle.
I think they're going to rely on Lee here to try to get that ball into the end zone.
It's a decent gain of about 5. Tyree's been running it tough, especially on this drive. Shotgun again. Heineke. Hands off Lee, right up the middle, and now he blesses the left side. Tyree Lee breaking into the end zone. Touchdown, Old Dominion. They'll extend that lead as Tyree Lee scampers in from 16 yards out. He bounced off of one tackle, tried to the left side, and burst into the end zone for an Old Dominion touchdown.
And this is what one of the keys to the game is: play your football. And that's what Old Dominion here is doing in this fourth quarter. They are finally getting ahead of steam, and it doesn't look like William & Mary can slow them down.
6:51 remain in the game, out to make it a 10-point advantage. Jared Brownie puts the kick up over that net once again, and this kick is good. 41-31, Old Dominion on top of William & Mary, their largest lead of the football game. It comes with 6:51 remaining here in the fourth quarter of play. It's ODU and William & Mary football here on WODU.